Much, Mr. Chairman. Through you, I would like to thank both panelists for their views that expressed in this area. Well, my first question and comment has to do with the current extreme commercialization of space by private sector. At the same time, recently, the use of space resources has converted to be source of competition between states as well as private sectors. Therefore, since we are focusing on the prevention of an arm race in outer space, I wonder whether such competition now and then and in the future with the extreme militarization of space might become source of threat to space or even conflict in the future. In this connection, the law of the sea seemingly has an agreement on implementation of dual missions to authorize a control of development of mineral-related operations in the seabed, which is common heritage of mankind, and also protect of the ecosystem of the seabed, ocean floor beyond national jurisdiction. So there are two tasks in this regard. One, ensuring equitable participation of developing countries, and whether is this is possible to be extended to the space law. And secondly, ensuring equitable sharing of financial and other economic benefit among all states in this regard. Because there is a trend that a coalition of states shaped without necessarily referring this issue to the Moon Agreement, the states are seeking to use the resources without multilateralism rather than take the benefit through coalition. I wonder if any of panelists would have any view in this regard. Thank you.